What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Morgan Finesse Live. Today we have Pablo Chavez, who's a proud member of his local blood drug cartel. I'll be asking him some specific questions that relate to his blood gang affiliation and also examine how community factors mold him into who he is. Morgan Finesse Live, welcome Pablo Chavez. Why don't you introduce yourself, Pablo?
Hola, my name is Pablo, and I'm a member of the cartel that my family runs. We are selling whatever you need, so just hit me up if you need anything.
That's nice. I guess I'll probably give me a little song after the podcast. But that's not what you're here for. So tell me, how's life at home in Mexico?
Life at home was hard. I have been sleeping on the floor since I was 3. My brother slept on the couch. My sister slept in the bed with my mom. I was just trying to get some money to feed my family. We struggling. My mama trying to pay the bills. I had no choice but to turn to the streets.
Wow. I understand your struggle. My family struggled too, but I never thought of doing that. What made you join the blood drug cartel?
My economic status caused me to join a gang. Because we had been struggling as long as I can remember. And I felt that since my dad wasn't there, I had to make a choice so my mom could rest and my brother and sister could eat. It was the only way to go.
I see now your economic status plays a role in your actions. Did you feel pressure to join the blood drug cartel? How did the members of the cartel make you feel about yourself?
Man, those are my brothers. It was us against everyone. I felt like I could do anything as long as mi familia was rocking with me. We good. I'm protected by my ghetto angels.
You are hilarious, Pablo. Wow. I really see how you hold it down for your gang, bros. But have you ever thought about the consequences that come along with helping your family? But also along with helping your family. Moving those drugs, did you ever like think about how your family would feel about the situation?
I think about them sometimes, but I gotta make this bread for them and I gotta make it out the hood. I gotta move my mom. I wanna go, you know, to a big city with the girls with the big, never mind, man. But you know, we gotta get the money so I can move my mom, my sister, my brother, my grandma. I want everybody to make it, but I think about them sometimes, but you know, it get real out here, man. Man, I get emotional sometimes when I think about all the homies I lost, man. They're trying to move the drugs. Man, we was doing this together, you know? And I cry sometimes. Like, right now, it bring a tear through my eyes, okay, man.
Okay, Pablo.
It's crazy, man.
Well, we'll take a break with some ads for gang affiliation preventions. If y'all want to get your sons and daughters out of gangs, all you have to do is call these numbers and these ads, and we'll be right back with your podcast. Bye, guys. What's up, y'all? Welcome back. We just want to thank y'all for being here with us today and us with Pablo Chavez, you know. And now we're just going to ask some additional questions for him, all right? So, Pablo, how would you feel about your future kids, like, once you get out this gang affiliation, if you do, how would you tell them about your experience and how your economic status play a part in your life?
Man, I feel like I'm not even going to tell my kids unless they ask, man, because, you know.
Why won't you tell them?
I don't want my kids to, you know, have to go through the same thing that I went through. This is why I'm doing what I have to do now. Because, like, I want to get this money. I want to feed my family. I want to, you know, feed my family that I might have in the future. You know what I mean?
Right, but you can get this money another way. In other words, getting an actual job and being financially stable, taking care of your children the right way instead of being in a blood drug cartel.
I feel like this is the easiest way for me to get the money because when I tried to get a job, they wouldn't hire me. It was tough. Cause I'm coming from where, like, we don't have a lot of money, we don't have a lot of things, you know, in a community to help us succeed. So I had to get the money another way besides getting a job. I had to make my own way. That's why I do what I do.
Of course, I understand your situation. So I heard you say that you are unemployed, and you're in the town that you're from. Is it like a high unemployment rate where the people from minority communities don't have the same opportunity as the same other people of higher economic statuses?
Can you repeat that?
Let me clarify for you, Pablo. What I was saying was, I heard that you said that you were unemployed. So from your community, is it a high unemployment rate?
Oh, yes, it's a high unemployment rate, man. You know, my sister, she's older than me. She doesn't even have a job, man. We've been trying to get jobs for like some months. It's been a while since I started applying. No one calls me back. No one emails me. I call them. They don't pick up the phone. It's like, it's tough to get a job, like, for a lot of people that I know, like my friends, my family, you know, a lot of people that I know, they don't have a job because it's so tough to get a job in this community.
So would you consider yourself a good example for your siblings? And would you consider your lifestyle of making your mom proud in the future? I don't know what...
Second Amendment, your line in the sand. Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on? Is the Second Amendment.
So, Pablo, would you consider yourself a good influence on your siblings? And would you consider your involvement in this gang affiliation something that's good and that will make your mother proud?
I wouldn't say I'm a good example, but at the same time, I wouldn't say I'm not. Because I'm doing what I got to do, and I'm doing what's best for me and my family. Because I feel like what I'm doing now is providing for my family, and this is the ultimate goal, to make sure we have a place to live and make sure we have food on the table. As long as I'm doing it, I feel like everyone should be proud of me, because it's the community that made it hard for me to be able to get a job, and it's the community that made me have to turn to the life that I live now.
Okay. Well, what's your future plans for, like, after? Or do you just plan on being this gang, like, for the rest of your life? Or do you have, like, some brighter plans and goals for yourself in the long run? Would you, like, want to go back to school, maybe, at least to a community college to start over and have a fresh start for your life? And actually, if you do have future children, how would you set an example for them if you couldn't do it for your siblings?
I feel like that I want to go to college, but at the same time, I don't think I'm ready for college. I feel like...
So, Pablo, what about your future goals? Would you like to set an example for your future children, maybe just your siblings or even your mother, by going to a community college?
I feel like I want to go to college, but I don't feel like college is the place for me. I feel like I get to college and I'll be out of place, because there's a lot of smart kids there that worked hard in school, and I never really worked hard in school. I never really participated in class or any of that. So it's like, I don't think college will be the place for me, but I think it would be a good experience. I want to set a good example for my kids. I want them to be proud of, you know, what their father has accomplished, all that good stuff.
So even without school, would you just still be involved with these gangs and everything? Even if you do have kids, would you still let them see you in this bad community and doing bad things just to get money and be under, like, the good economic scale in society?
I feel like by the time I have kids, I'm not going to be as deep in the streets as I am now. I feel like I would have all the money I need to provide for my family. So there would be no need for me to continue doing these illegal things to make money.
Okay, well, thank you, Pablo Chavez. And this has concluded the Morgan Finis, the MF Live. And we appreciate y'all for joining us today. We'll see y'all next time. Have a great day.